Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Vachim Daf Samech Vav, the end of the sixth parak Kodesh Kodashim, and the beginning of the seventh parak Chatas Ha'Of. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, a braisa darshens an extra word Ola to teach. Afal pisha mitzah dama guf v'lo mitzah dama rosh. Even if the Kohen squeeze out the blood of the body of the Olas Ha'Of, but did not squeeze out the blood of the head, it's valid. One might have validated the carbon even where he squeezed out only the blood of the head and not of the body. So the pasuk says, who? It is, implying some other case of ola is invalid. Ravina explains why it's the blood of the body and not the head, which is ba'akev. Mestavra derov dam beguf shchichi. It's reasonable because most of the blood is found in the body rather than the head. Point number two, the seventh parak begins, Chatas Ha'Of She'as L'mata, a bird chatas which one offered below the Chuta Sikra, K'maisa Chatas G'shem Chatas, performing the chatas procedure, meaning the malika of one simen, hazah mitzui, for the sake of a chatas, it's valid. However, if you perform the chatas procedure L'shem Ola, or did K'maisa Ola, the or procedure, which the Gemara will explain means he was mavdil, doing malika of both simanim, for the sake of a chatas, or did the or procedure L'shem Ola, these are all invalid. If he offered it above the Chuta Sikra, in all cases, even K'maisa Chatas L'shem Chatas, it's invalid since a Chatas Ha'Of must be brought L'mata. This refers to the blood applications where Malika is valid anywhere on the Mizbeach. An Olas Ha'Of, which is brought above the Chuta Sikra, K'maisa Ola Shem Ola, like the Or procedure, meaning Malika both Simanim and with Hazah, for the sake of an Ola, it's valid. If it was brought L'shem Chatas, it's valid, but does not fulfill the owner's obligation like any Ola brought Shelo L'shma. If it was brought K'maisa Chatas, meaning he sprinkled the blood instead of squeezing it out, it's invalid. If it was brought below, it's invalid in all cases. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that all the birds in the previous Mishnah are not metame bebeis abluya, through the throat, like a nevela of a kosher bird normally is, because a malika of a carbon, even an invalidated one, purifies it from tumah. All these cases are subject to me'ila, except for Chatas Ha'Of performed properly, which becomes permitted for Kohanim to eat. If an Olas Ha'Of was offered L'mata, K'maisa Chatas L'shem Chatas, below, like the Chatas procedure, meaning only one sim was cut through Malika, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mo'olimba, one transgresses Mi'ila through misusing it. But Rabbi Yeshua says, Ein Mo'olimba. Rabbi Eliezer challenged him, if a Chatas, which is not subject to Mi'ila when brought L'shma, since it's eaten, is still subject to Mi'ila, K'sheshina Eshma, when he changed its purpose, meaning he brought it as an Ola, then an Ola, which is subject to Me'ila when brought properly, since it's not eaten, certainly should be subject to Me'ila when it's brought as a Chatas. Rabbi Yeshua replied that he cannot compare a Chatas changed to an Ola, which itself does have Me'ila, with the case of an Ola changed to a Chatas, since a Chatas is not subject to Me'ila. This discussion continues on the next daf. So once again, the three points are, number one, a braisa darshens an extra word Ola to teach, afal pisha mitzah dama guf v'lo mitzah dama rosh. Even if the Kohen squeezed out the blood of the body, of the Olas Ha'Of, but did not squeeze out the blood of the head, it's valid. One might have validated the carbon even where he squeezed out only the blood of the head and not of the body. So the pasuk says, who? It is, implying some other case of Ola is invalid. Ravina explains why it's the blood of the body and not the head, which is ba'akev. Mestavra derov dam beguf shchichi. It's reasonable because most of the blood is found in the body rather than the head. Point number two, the seventh parak begins, Chatas Ha'Of She'as L'mata, a bird chatas which one offered below the Chuta Sikra, K'maisa Chatas G'shem Chatas, performing the chatas procedure, meaning the malika of one simen, hazah mitzui, for the sake of a chatas, it's valid. However, if you perform the chatas procedure L'shem Ola, or did K'maisa Ola, the or procedure, which the Gemara will explain means he was mavdil, doing malika both simanim, for the sake of a chatas, or did the or procedure L'shem Ola, these are all invalid. If he offered it above the Chuta Sikra, in all cases, even K'maisa Chatas L'shem Chatas, it's invalid since a Chatas Ha'Of must be brought L'mata. This refers to the blood applications where Malika is valid anywhere on the Mizbeach. An Olas Ha'Of, which is brought above the Chuta Sikra, K'maisa Ola Shem Ola, like the Or procedure, meaning Malika both Simanim and with Hazah, for the sake of an Ola, it's valid. If it was brought L'shem Chatas, it's valid, but does not fulfill the owner's obligation like any Ola brought Shelo L'shma. If it was brought K'maisa Chatas, meaning he sprinkled the blood instead of squeezing it out, it's invalid. If it was brought below, it's invalid in all cases. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that all the birds in the previous Mishnah are not metame bebeis abluya, through the throat, like a nevela of a kosher bird normally is, because a malika of a carbon, even an invalidated one, purifies it from tumah. All these cases are subject to me'ila, except for chataz ha'of performed properly, which becomes permitted for kohanim to eat. If an olas ha'of was offered lamata, k'maisa chataz l'shem chataz, below, like the chataz procedure, meaning only one sim was cut through malika, Rabbi Eliezer says, mo'olimba, one transgresses me'ila through misusing it. But Rabbi Yeshua says, ein mo'olimba. Eliezer challenged him, if a chatas, which is not subject to me'ila when brought with shema, since it's eaten, is still subject to me'ila, k'shishina eshma, when he changed its purpose, meaning he brought it as an ola, then an ola, which is subject to me'ila when brought properly, since it's not eaten, certainly should be subject to me'ila when it's brought as a chatas. Rabbi Yeshua replied that he cannot compare a chatas changed to an ola, which itself does have me'ila, with the case of an ola changed to a chatas, since a chatas is not subject to me'ila. This discussion continues on the next daf. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Vav, and our standard siman relates to sewing, and we use a tailor for the siman, a tailor. So here goes. The tailor who made a stuffed bird without a head, to remind Kohanim that mitzvi from the bird's body is ma'akev, but not mitzvi from its head, and was very proud of the wall hanging he sewed to help Kohanim, so they don't confuse the avodos of chataz ha'of and olas ha'of, was stitching onto a shirt the words Eim Olim Ba for the Kohen who messed up and did malika on an olas ha'of like a chataz ha'of. So once again, it's a motion. The tailor, that must mean we're on Daf Samech Vav. So, the tailor who made a stuffed bird without a head to remind Kohanim that mitzvi from the bird's body is ma'akev, but not mitzvi from its head, which reminds us of Braisa Darshan's an extra word ola to teach. Afal pisha mitzvah dama guf, or mitzvah dama rosh. Even if the Kohen squeezed out the blood of the body of the olas ha'of, but didn't squeeze out the blood of the head, it's valid. Ravina explains why it's the blood of the body and not the head which is ma'akev. It's reasonable because most of the blood is found in the body rather than the head. So the tailor who made a stuffed bird without a head to remind Kohanim that mitzvi from the bird's body is ma'akev, but not mitzvi from its head, and was very proud of the wall hanging he sewed to help Kohanim, so they don't confuse the avodas of chataz ha'of and olas ha'of, which reminds us the seventh parak begins with a din that a chataz ha'of performed like an olas ha'of, or vice versa, is invalid. So the tailor who made a stuffed bird without a head to remind Kohanim that mitzvi from the bird's body is ma'akev, but not mitzvi from its head, and was very proud of the wall hanging he sewed to help Kohanim, so they don't confuse the avodos of chataz ha'of and olas ha'of, was stitching onto a shirt the words ein mo'olim ba for the Kohen who messed up and did malika on an olas ha'of like a chataz ha'of, which reminds us the more brings the machlokas if olas ha'of with malika performed like a chataz ha'of removes me'ila. Rabbi Eliezer says mo'olim ba, one transgresses me'ila through misusing it, but Rabbi Yeshua says, ain mo'olim ba. Rabbi Eliezer challenged him, if a chatas, which is not subject to me'ila, when brought with shema, since it's eaten, is still subject to me'ila, k'shashina es shema, when he changed his purpose, meaning he brought it as an ola, then an ola, which is subject to me'ila, when brought properly, since it's not eaten, certainly should be subject to me'ila when it's brought as a chatas. Rabbi Yeshua replied that he cannot compare a chatas changed to an ola, which itself does have me'ila, with the case of an ola changed to a chatas, since a chatas is not subject to me'ila. So once again, the tailor who made a stuffed bird without a head to remind Kohanim that mitzvi from the bird's body is ma'akev, but not mitzvi from its head, and was very proud of the wall hanging he sewed to help Kohanim, so they don't confuse the avodos of chataz ha'of and olas ha'of, was stitching onto a shirt the words ein mo'olim ba for the Kohen who messed up and did malika on an olas ha'of like a chataz ha'of. All right, so now it's time for our four blot back chazara. Daf Samech Beis. So the simmer Daf Samech Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine ride. Submarine? That must mean we're on Daf Samech Beis. The submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach Abai Sheni, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, although it's understandable how the Anshei Knesset Gadoa determined the location for Abai Sheni, because the original foundations were still visible, but how do they know the exact location for the Mizbeach? Four answers are given, the second one being, Efro Shel Yitzhak Ro Shemunuch Bo'osam Makom, they saw the ashes of Yitzhak lying in that place. So the submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach Abai Sheni, and then a ride up on the ramp on the south side of a Mizbeach, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Kevish Hayel Adromish Mizbeach. There was a ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which was 32 amos long by 16 amos wide. Rav Huna explains that the Pasuk says the Shecht on the Yerach, the side, literally the thigh, of the Mizbeach to the north. Since its feet are described as being to the north, its face, meaning its ramp entrance, must be to the south. So the submarine ride at Temple Times Amusement Park featured an exciting search for the location of the Mizbeach Abay Sheni, and then a ride up the ramp on the south side of the Mizbeach, which stops right before the gap between the ramp and the Mizbeach, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Yosef ben Lakunya asked Rabbi Yossi if it was true that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Avi Yesh ben Kevesh l'Mizbeach, there was a gap of airspace between the ramp and the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi responded, do you not say so? A hekesh between habasar v'hadam, the meat and the blood of Olos, teaches, madam bezrika of basar bezrika, just as blood is put on the Mizbeach by throwing, so to the meat, meaning the Eivarim, is put on the Mizbeach by throwing it. This indicates that there was a gap between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, necessitating throwing the Evarim. Daf Samech Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Samech Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a segue. Segue? That must move around Daf Samech Gimel. The kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a segue, who went into the Heichel Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing kamitza, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Menachos hayinik matzos b'kol makom ba'azara. Menachos had their kamitza performed anywhere in the Azara, and are eaten within the Azara's curtains by male kohanim, prepared anyway for a day and night until midnight. In the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar says, the kamitza performed in the Heichel itself is valid. Shekem batzina basilik bazichin, for we find a similar precedent in the removal of the spoons of Lavona of the Lachem Apanim. The Lavona of the Lachem Apanim, which was burned on the Mizbeach, functioned as their komets, and its removal parallels an ordinary Minchas Kamitza. Since it took place in the Heichel, from the Shulchan, any Kamitza of a Mincha is likewise valid in the Heichel. So the kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Heichel Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza, and another Kohen eating Kodshim, which reminds the Gemara discussing Shechting a Shlamim in the Heichel and eating in the Heichel. So the kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Heichel Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing Kamitza, and another Kohen eating Kodshim, watched his friend who was exiting bump right into a Kohen doing Hazav a Chatazav on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, which reminds us, a hekesh between a mincha and a chatas teaches that just as a mincha is brought to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, the hazah of a chatas ha'ov is also performed at this corner. Daf Samech Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Samech Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be around Daf Samech Dalet. The secret agent disguised in a bird costume, who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an Olos Ha'of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen, which reminds Gemara teaches that normally an Olos Ha'of is brought on the east side, because it's close to the base of Deshen, the place of the ashes, which is where the Kohen must throw the crop and its feathers of the Olos Ha'of. Rabbi Yochanan observed, Bo re kama gadol kohen shel kohanim. Come and see how great the strength of the kohanim is. She'en ol chakom be'ofas yosim amur avanotza. But there's nothing lighter in birds than their crop and feathers. Yet there were times when the kohen would throw them more than 30 amos. So the secret agent disguised in a bird costume who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an Olos Ha'of over 30 Amos towards the base of Deshen spied on the Avodas of a Chatas Ha'of, which reminds us, the next mission details the Avoda of a Chatas Ha'of. He performed Malika on the back of its neck, Ve'eno Mavdil, and he would not separate the head from the body and would sprinkle some of its blood on the wall at the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. The remainder of the blood is squeezed out onto the Yesod. Ve'eno Mizbeach El Doma, and the Mizbeach only receives its blood, meaning no part of it is burned on the Mizbeach, but kulo kohanim, and its entire body is for the kohanim to be eaten. So the secret agent disguised in a bird costume, who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an Olos Ha'of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen, spied on the avodas of a Chatas Ha'of, an Olos Ha'of, and discovered that with a Chatas Ha'of, the bird's head is not separated, but by an Olos Ha'of, it is. Which reminds us, the next mission details the avoda of Olos Ha'of. The Kohen ascends the Kevesh and turns to the southeast corner, where he performs Malik on the back of the neck, Umavdil, and he separates the head from the body, in contrast to Chatas Ha'of. He squeezed the body's blood on the Mizbeach wall, and then squeezed its head against the Mizbeach. The Mishnah then details the process of burning the bird's head and body on the Mizbeach. Daf Samech Hei. So the symbol of Daf Samech Hei is Seh, sheep. So here goes. The Kachim sheep. Sheep? That must be on Daf Samech Hei. Seh. The Kachim sheep wondering what would happen to them as they watch one Kohen do Malika on a bird with his nail, which reminds us we learned that Malika must be performed by Atzmo Shel Kohen with his fingernail, not a knife. The Pasuk says, Kohen Umalak. And Rabbi Akiva explains, V'kisala daitecha shazar karv gabi Mizbeach. Would it enter your mind that a czar would approach the Mizbeach? Since the Zohar is not permitted on the Mizbeach, where Malika is performed, why did the Torah need to write HaKohen? This teaches Shetehe Malika Ba'atzmo Shel Kohen, that the Malika should be with the body of the Kohen, meaning his fingernail. So the Kachim sheep, wondering what would happen to them as they watch one Kohen do Malika on a bird with his nail, and another Kohen do Mitzui on the Chataz Ha'of on the Mizbeach, under the Sove, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas, if Mitzui of a Chataz Ha'of may be anywhere on the upper half of the Mizbeach. The Tanakhama says, if you squeeze out the blood, even a full amma below his feet, under the Sovev, it's still valid, since it's still the upper half of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov say, it itself is only done on the top of the Mizbeach, near the place of Haktara, which is on the top of the Mizbeach. Abai and Rav explain that Tanaim argue if Osmaracha al Gabi Sovev, one may make a pyre on top of the surrounding ledge. So the Kachim sheep wondering what would happen to them as they watch one Kohen do Malika on a bird with his nail, and another Kohen do Mitzvah of the Chataz Ha'of on the Mizbeach under the Sovev, were terrified when they saw a Kohen completely separate the head of a Chataz Ha'of, and a fight broke out if it became pasul. Which reminds the Gemara brings Malchokas, it being Mavdil a Chataz Ha'of invalidates it, for explanations of this Malchokas are presented. Alright, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we learn that Malika must be performed Ba'atzmo Shel Kohen with the body of a Kohen, meaning his fingernail? That's on Daf. Samachay. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn how the Anshei Knesset Gedolah knew the location for the Mizbeach for Ba'al Sheni? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we Malkokas of an Olas Ha'of with Malika performed like a Chataz Ha'of removes Me'ila? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss shechting a shlamim in the heichal and eating it in the heichal? That's on Daf. Samach Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made of stones and that Moshe's Mizbeach would send sparks and flames to the Mizbeach of Shiloh? That's on Daf. Samach Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we have in Malchokas if Mitzvi of a Chataz Ha'of may be anywhere on the upper half of the Mizbeach? That's on Daf. Samach Hei. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we learn that a Chataz Ha'of performed like an Olas Ha'of or vice versa is invalid? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that blood which spills on the Azara floor does not qualify as an Avoda? That's on Daf. Samach. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that Mitzui from the bird's body is Ma'akev, but not Mitzui from its head? That's on Daf. Samach Vav. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn that Maaser Sheni is not eaten in Yerushalayim nowadays? That's on Daf. Samach. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.